Hey, what's up? This is like a Tony Kaku. You're listening to the Weather of the Mind podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Weather of the Mind podcast. I'm your host, Doug Krish. Today's episode is titled Wisdom Roulette. It is combining two of my favorite things, odds and probability and randomness and the pursuit of wisdom. Two things that I care about and I think two things that resonate with a lot of our brains and a lot of our spirits. Because I'm trying to think about, you know, I got to make this show fun. Even though we talk about serious topics, it's got to be fun. It's got to be meditative. It's got to be a, you know, an enjoyable space to drop in week to week. So I've been reflecting on making some games, some interactive games. And I was thinking about the different shows or games or sports that we've experienced throughout our lives. And I was thinking about sometimes when you were sick and home from school, or if it was Veterans Day, or if it was Election Day and they had to use the school for polling and you had the day off. Sometimes you'd be home during the week when it wasn't the summer on like a Tuesday morning. And as a student who was usually at school, it was this mysterious, what happens at Tuesday at 10 in the morning? And if you were lucky, you got to flip on the television and see what's going on in the television at 10 o'clock in the morning. And this is what you might find.
Here it comes from the Bob Barker Studio at CBS in Hollywood. Television's most exciting hour of fantastic prizes. It's a celebration of Bob Barker's 80th birthday on The Price is Right. Bryce Van Gutten, come on down.
So The Price is Right is a really well-designed show. And there are plenty of things you would see on television at 10 in the morning or on a Tuesday. But there was something about The Price is Right that just captured my imagination. And it was something special about this show. I think it had to do with the fact that you didn't just have three people. You had a raucous, wild party crowd of all types. Young people, old people, college students. And everyone had these big name tags on. And everyone seemed quite thrilled because they might get called down. So there was a really great excitement and energy to this show. And there's one part of the show in particular which I want to build off of. See if you remember this part.
Will you please spin that wheel? Go for it. There you are. Spin that wheel. The first spin of the first showcase showdown. Rodney, you get $1 in one spin or a combination of two spins. You win $1,000 and you get a bonus spin. And it would look as if you might have 20 cents. One spin again?
I'll spin again.
Go. Go. Spin that wheel.
So, in honor of that Price is Right wheel, and that wheel must have been 15 feet tall and 2 feet wide and probably weighed 2,000 pounds, I'm trying to build a more modest wheel, which guests on the show can spin. And what I've done is I building it out of a bicycle wheel, and all the spokes are the places where it can stop, and each of the spoke is it has a label on it, and each label corresponds with a wisdom quote. Now I'm going to start by using wisdom quotes that I've compiled over the last few years. I produce these small mini wisdom books along with the help of my man Johnny up in Vermont. So we produce these wisdom books, little meditation books. The topics are the wisdom of Confucius, the wisdom of Da Vinci, the wisdom of Thoreau, the wisdom of Carl Jung, and also the wisdom of commitment, the wisdom of kindness, the wisdom of courage. And I'm working on some new books, and I want to be able to, you know, have these be a series of meditation books that continue to grow over time. But in a way of featuring some of these awesome, pithy little quotes and making it fun, that's kind of the vision here. Let's make this fun. So let's go over and give it a little spin, and I'll try it out of myself and see what I get today, and I'll try to riff with it. I'm going to I'll pick up one of these books. Let's see, which shall I pick up? Okay, well, let's spin that wheel. Let's give this wisdom roulette a try. Oh, it looks like I got number 23. Jordan. Tis a fine wheel.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so I went with the Confucius book and I got number 23. And before I read that quote, I want to read the introduction that I wrote just to give you a little insight into who this Confucius guy was. I know we hear a lot about Confucius in pop culture, like you hear a lot about Zen, and that's awesome, but it's good to kind of dig a little deeper and see what's going on there. So Confucius, a.k.a. Master Kung, is one of the giant figures in human history, a teacher, an editor, a politician, a visionary. He lived in ancient China from 551 to 479 BC. So we're talking about 2,500 years ago. Working his entire life towards the goal of establishing a moral code for both individuals and society as a whole. So Confucius is very interesting because he was looking very much at the whole of society and how do we build society, culture, cultural norms, cultural rules for the benefit of healthy humans. I really appreciate that point of view. His guiding principles are essential in many ways. Essential, literally, of the seed, for they are one of the three great seeds of Chinese philosophy, along with Taoism and Buddhism. But his teachings are also essential in that they aim to get to the seed, the core elements of wisdom. His moral code, in its simplest form, is like this. Honor parents, do what is right rather than what is advantageous, and rule by moral example instead of force and violence. Quite simply, he taught that justice and sincerity in the life of the individual, the family, and the state would lead to the healthiest lives for most people. Lives of sincerity and justice. So, if I look down to the 23rd quote in this little booklet, here's what I got. If there were one word that could act as a standard of conduct for one's entire life, perhaps it would be thoughtfulness. If there was one word that could act as a standard of conduct for one's entire life, perhaps it would be thoughtfulness. Wow. I mean, that's why we keep this guy around. Dropping the little one-liners on us that are just... they're so genius that they're obvious, and they're so obvious they're genius. Thoughtfulness. It's nice to have just that kind of one word to kind of keep in your head for the day or the week to reflect upon. So, you know, what does that really mean, thoughtful? I think it has a lot to do with empathy. Just, you know, being aware of how other people are doing and feeling, and just bringing a warm, supportive disposition to our family members, our coworkers, our friends, those people that I'll cross paths with at the coffee shop later when I celebrate finishing another episode. Thoughtfulness. Thank you, Confucius, and thank you, human history, for keeping ancient teachings alive. I mean, we have our own new teachings, and that's good, but I will constantly go back in history and figure out what's been passed down, because if something's been passed around and passed down for 2,500 years, there's got to be some real insight and genius there. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was kind of short and sweet. I know you're probably busy with a lot of election digestion on this Wednesday. I just wanted to let you know that I've enjoyed hearing from you. Keep the feedback coming. The podcast is doing great. We've already been listened to in 9 different countries. So let's give a little shout out to Trinidad and Tobago, United Kingdom, Israel, United Arab Emirates, Belgium, France, Sweden, and Taiwan. Yo, where you at, Canada? Come on, man, you're my neighbor. You're like 3 hours away. All right, have a good week. Keep positive, keep learning. Remember, if we can just keep on growing a little bit each day, a little bit each week, we'll be okay. So, have a great day and a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.